What makes Luca Libre so different?
Well, first of all, thank you very much for the interview here. And why are we so different to all the other wrestling shows? Well, I'm from Mexico, and we have a group of Mexicans involved in this show, Lucha Fantástica. And what makes us different is that we try to make it as close as possible as what you see in Mexico, but we step it up a notch. So, as you know, Mexican wrestling has all the luchadores, or the wrestlers, with masks.
Mm.
So they're kind of like the Mexican superheroes. So in the U.S., they have Captain America, they have Superman, Spider-Man, but in Mexico we have El Santo, we have Blue Demon. We have all these guys with, they're wearing tights, and obviously they're on this on top, and they're wearing a colorful wrestling mask, like Nacho Libre, for example. And it's very colorful. Well, we have a pinch of comedy as well. It's full of action and it's full of acrobatics, and it's a good laugh. And on top of that, we make it a tequila party afterwards with live mariachi, live music, Latin and Mexican DJ.
Wow. So you mentioned the masks before. Could you give us a bit of a history of the masks? Why do the Mexican wrestlers wear them?
Well, no one knows exactly for sure why they started wearing the masks. But there is a theory that apparently, because the masks came out in the 1930s when the wrestling started in Mexico in 1925. Mm. In the 1930s, they started wearing the masks. And what happened is that people back in those days, they had a day job. So now in Mexico, the wrestlers are people that actually dedicate completely to this sport. But back in the day, they had a day job. So some of them, they were lawyers. Some of them, they were doctors. They were accountants. And some people didn't want their clients, and they didn't want their family or people that they were working with, their work colleagues, to know that they were actually wrestling as well on the weekend, and that was like a side job. So some people think that that's why they started wearing the mask, so just to protect their identity. And then from there, the mask started evolving and getting a little bit crazy. So in the beginning, they were very simple, just like open eyes, open nose, and open mouth, and then they started getting a little bit crazier with extensions, with... vinyl appliances, with big horns, even like plastic kind of like masks that simulate like dragons, for example, real hair. So yeah, they started getting really crazy to what we have today now.
Wow, that's really interesting. I've never really thought about the idea of privacy being one of the reasons that they wear masks. That's that's really interesting. So what's the history of Luca Fantastica?
What's our history? It pretty much started a little bit as a joke. I have I used to have a business importing Mexican handicrafts, and the main business was importing jewelry. And I've been always a big, big fan of Mexican wrestling. So what happened is that one day I decided to bring some wrestling masks together with all the other handicrafts. And I was selling them as well in the summertime at the Queen Victoria Night Market in Melbourne. And once upon a time, a woman came and she asked me about the masks. She was really surprised. She was very intrigued by them. And she asked me if it was a Mexican fetish. I started laughing about it. And to my surprise, she was actually serious. She was actually serious and she didn't know about it. And back in that time, like about 5 years ago, well, a little bit longer, I started doing cumbia parties. Cumbia is... kind of like a Latin beat, and it's got a little bit of electronica on it now. That's the new cumbia. And the parties here in Melbourne were pretty successful. We were doing this collective of DJs called Cumbia Massive, and the parties were getting really busy, and there was really good atmosphere, good vibe. We attracted not only Latin people, but we attracted also big market of like people from other countries, and including of course Australians. And that's when I suddenly thought, okay, what about doing a wrestling show where we have obviously Mexican wrestling, but then we combine it with the party element. And the first show we had like around 400 people, and then from there things started evolving. One thing took us to the next one. We did a Day of the Dead party, and then 4 years later we were in China, and wow. Another year later we were in Singapore, and we've been having quite a really good time. People, I think, really enjoy it. Well, that's the impression that I get. Everyone starts getting really rowdy and crazy at the parties. And here we are. Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. So How have you adapted Luca Libre to suit an Australian audience?
Well, to my surprise, some people, I mean, there is a big wrestling scene here in Australia, and it's actually great. The wrestlers here in Australia are amazing. We have amazing talent in this country, to be honest. I mean, it's a small country in the sense that we have a small population, but the talent here is just amazing. Yeah, we have people in Sydney, for example, like Robbie Eagles, Mick Moretti, Jack Bonta. They're amazing, amazing. All of them, they're really good. I think in every city here in Melbourne, there's like a small of a wrestling scene. But what makes Lucha Fantastica different is that we only not appeal to the wrestling or the wrestler followers, but we appeal to more like a general audience because of the party element. So, I think the Australian wrestling scene is great, but we just top it a little bit of a notch with the party element.
That's awesome. So for those who haven't been before, what can people expect when they go to a Luca Libre event?
Expect a really fun night and a random time with your friends. Lucha Libre is better enjoyed with friends. Sometimes people ask me, what's the best tequila, for example? And then my answer to that is the best tequila is the one that you enjoy with your friends.
Mm.
So you can expect an awesome night, especially if you come with your friends. You're going to have a really random night because you can expect the unexpected to happen. Lots of tequila, of course, party element, and this wow surprise when you see the guys in action and doing all the acrobatics in the ring. That's when you can expect with Lucha Fantastica.
So expect a random night with tequila and people and masks. That sounds like fun. Excellent.
And men in tights.
Thanks so much for joining us on the program this morning, Victor.